Germany is still attuned to what's going on in Israel, and exciting things are happening, dangerous things are happening, frightening things are happening. And it's only a matter of time before there is another war in the Middle East, unfortunately. And everything the United States is doing is fomenting that war. In fact, it was pressure from the United States that forced Israel to give up Gaza, to abandon this area that has been occupied, where Israelis had lived for, many of them for 40 years, and had their homes and their businesses, very prosperous businesses. And by abandoning that and turning it over to the Palestinians, now they give the Palestinians a base by which they could send their rockets and their mortars into to Israel. Now, why would any logical person have turned over a strategic area like that so that they could their homeland could be attacked? That doesn't make sense, in the same way that they're trying to turn over Judea and Samaria to the Palestinians, and that would give them a site right in the very center of Israel where they could send their rockets any place they wanted into Israel. So many things, if you look at them, don't make any logical sense, so there has to be another explanation. Well, let's go to Barry and get his explanations for what's going on, the taking down of the fence, the 500,000 Palestinians streaming into Egypt, and, of course, disrupting their society. Why was that allowed to happen, and where are we going as far as the Middle East? Because believe me, what's happening in the Near East will eventually have a profound effect on what happens right here in America. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, let's pick up the story from the explosion of the wall on what the Israelis called the Philadelphia Corridor. We used to stand as an armed force between Gaza and the Sinai. And there was a road. It was called the Philadelphia Corridor. And our soldiers used to guard the road. And that's what kept the Sinai separate from Gaza. Now, when Israel left Gush Katif, they built an iron wall, supposedly impregnable, that no one could blow it up. It wasn't just mortar. It was iron. But over quite a bit of time, using acetylene torches, the Palestinians from Gaza managed to get from one end of the wall to the other. And by the way, I don't know how they did that without being spotted by Israeli drones, which can spot a little Volkswagen or a Peugeot carrying marked men, but they couldn't see the acetylene torches for the last 3 months. That doesn't make a lot of sense. But that's what we're told, anyways, that Israel was caught off guard, and the Egyptians were caught off guard, and then they broke through the iron wall, put a little dynamite underneath the holes, and got three big gaps in the wall where in the first day there was 100,000. Within 2 days there were 300,000. And the final total is that 500,000 or one-third of Gaza went into the Sinai. Now, what we're told is they were there just to buy stuff. Now, we find out how to move one-third of your population into the Sinai. You give them $300 each to go buy stuff. And that's what Hamas did. Anyone who went over these openings got $300. And it turns out that a lot of the money was counterfeit.
Oh, what a nasty thing to do.
Well, to the Egyptians, I mean, the Gazans got their money's worth, I suppose, and since the money was worthless, they got goods out of it. If you're an Egyptian shopkeeper, you got burned. And the disruption, by the way, of 500,000 people in the town of Rafah, was enormous. I mean, if you're an Arab, a Bedouin from the area, and you do your shopping in this town, suddenly there's nothing there. You're, it doesn't matter how much money you have. There's just the shops are empty. Your life comes to a standstill, and you don't have the very basics to live. All of this happened.
Basically, is this town, is this in the Sinai Desert?
Sure. Well, I wouldn't call it desert there, but it's in the Sinai.
Oh, it's
Sinai. Along the Mediterranean.
Okay.
It's more than just a town. It's a port.
Okay.
Now, this is kind of a major issue because at last report, Hamas was controlling a deep water harbor, something they didn't have in Gaza, and something, by the way, Israel can't just go and bomb.
Well, now, wait a minute, but why would the Egyptians allow them to seize the port, unless, of course, this whole thing was set up ahead of time? I mean, you know, when Hamas was to come in, and somebody was coming to take one of our ports, we would attack them and to get a port back. Why isn't Egypt doing that?
Well, it's 500,000 people. And now, in theory, they're not allowed to bring heavy arms into the Sinai. That's the Sinai Agreement. That's our peace agreement with Egypt, that their numbers of soldiers are limited, and there's no heavy arms. So Fatah outnumbered them, outmanned them, and just took over the place. Now Egypt actually has an inkling of control, and they're blocking roads, and they're doing what they can. But Hamas wanted the port, and at last report, they're still holding this port with no intention of leaving. Now again, a deep water port is a big problem for Israel. Up till now, Hamas has smuggled its arms through tunnels. Whoops.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish, talking about a lot of the strange things going on over in the Near East today.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, Barry, as you were talking and you mentioned that given to each one of the Palestinians who went through the fence and went out into the Sinai and down to this Egyptian town, $300. Was that in the Egyptian money? Was
no,
that
no,
in
it was
US
Israeli
dollars?
Shekels.
What?
It was Israeli shekels.
It was Israeli shekels. So they're counterfeiting then Israeli shekels.
Well, they apparently handed out on the day of the Gush Katif expulsion these toy counterfeit Monopoly money shekels to the kids, and they were giving them to the Egyptian storekeepers who were apparently very naive and accepted them. But again, they've stopped being so naive, and all this is settling out right now. Now, what you've got, there were three breaches in the Philadelphia Wall, and the Egyptians have agreed to close two. They sandbagged, they took bulldozers and they sanded up two of the openings. But one, they're letting traffic continue unimpeded between Gaza and Egypt. Unimpeded. That's the report I've been getting. Now, again, the deepwater port is a nightmare for Israel, because up till now, Hamas has just had deadly but still toy rockets. The Qassams are just a pipe bomb that you cook up in your basement. You turn fertilizer into fuel, and they've got the formulas. You stuff it into a pipe, and it falls where it falls. But with a deep water port and direct access to Gaza, you bring in big stuff, artillery, Katyushas. Look, you can even bring in tanks. I don't know what good that'll do, but you can do it now with a heavy water, a deep water port. And they've got one. They've got a port that supposedly Israel can't bomb. It still is in, you know, the Camp David Peace Accord territory of Egypt. You can't just go and bomb it if you want to keep a peace treaty, you don't bomb the place. So it's a very dangerous thing for Egypt. Now, let's look at, there are three theories out there. Number one, I think Hamas just pulled a fast one, just did a very intelligent thing. But nonetheless, there are three theories about how this happened. Theory number one is it was done on purpose with the aid and abettance of Iran. And there's good reason for thinking this, by the way. Mubarak was reported having a personal conversation with Ahmadinejad. I think it's how it's pronounced. I don't really care, frankly. But nonetheless, 2 hours before the wall was exploded, Mubarak was on the phone with him. And then after the wall was exploded, Iran sends a high-level foreign ministry delegation to Egypt. They have a meeting, and now Egypt and Iran have a very warm relationship. And remember, Iran cut ties with Egypt in 1977 after Sadat visited, and there have been no ties ever since. And suddenly the wall blows up and Egypt and Iran are back on a diplomatic footing. A lot of people view that as extremely, extremely relevant. And I'm not discounting that. I mean, that's a nasty coincidence to be happening. A wall blows up and Egypt and Iran are having diplomatic relations for the first time in 30 years. That's worthy of considering as a possibility that this was, in fact, done on purpose. That is option number one, that Egypt, in fact, in the war against Israel, let Hamas get a deep water port. Think about it, it's possible. Now, theory number two are the peacemakers. There was a Bilderberg conference in Davos, Switzerland, 5 days ago? It was less than a week ago anyways. And who from Israel goes and talks? Well, Shimon Peres, the murderer, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. Israel has to send its serial murder president to Davos. But it also, Ehud Barak, also a serial murderer. We've gone through this. The Jewish religious tank unit that was ordered into a Syrian ambush in July of 1982. That was Barak who did that. So that's murderer number two speaking at Davos. And then, of course, our airhead foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, all of them say that, you know, this would be a really good opportunity to give Mahmoud Abbas the right to guard the Erez Junction, that's the border between Israel and Gaza. And Condoleezza Rice chimes in that that would be a great idea. Let's get Mahmoud Abbas the guarding rights between Israel and Gaza. And then, lo and behold, yesterday, the European Union are backing this. So you've got another camp that are saying that either this was done in coordination with the peacemakers, or they jumped at the opportunity to give Mahmoud Abbas armed control over Gaza. And then you have, that's the first two options. Then you have the third option led by Rabbi Yonah Metzger. He's the chief Ashkenazic rabbi of Israel, who has a so-called new idea, which I've been circulating for 10 years. Let's make Sinai a Palestinian state. Now that they're there and the Egyptians can't get them out, well, let's let them turn the Sinai into Nevada, and they'll build lovely cities with names like Reno and Las Vegas, and let them build a desert kingdom there. And those are the three options. Now, frankly, I give the Iranian option a 60% chance of being correct, because, my goodness, Hamas militarily has come out way ahead from this operation. Now, we've already talked about the deepwater port, but there's another issue, and it's a very serious issue. Now, there may have been 500,000 Palestinians at one time in the Sinai, but many of them never went back. Hundreds of them met up with Egyptian terrorist groups and counterparts, and they're roaming around the Sinai right now. And this is no small issue, because there's a very long border that has been guarded by the Egyptian army since 79. No, 82, I believe. That's the third pullout in the Sinai Accord. But nonetheless, it's been 25-odd years that Egypt and Israel have shared this border from Gaza all the way to a place called Taba, just like 10 miles from Eilat. Now, this is a border. Now, I guarded this border, and I know this border, and I can actually add a little personal description of what it means to have security along this border.
Well, no, is the Eilat on the Red Sea, is that right?
So is Taba.
Okay, fine.
So is the Sinai.
Right.
I mean, the border goes
all the way down the Red Sea.
Well, from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea, it's the Sinai Peninsula.
Right.
Now, what you've got, I mean, look, I was in an APC for about 40 miles of the border.
And that's an armored personnel carrier, right?
Armored personnel carrier.
Right.
There were three units, and we each, we went up and down. It took 6 hours to go one way and come back. We each had about, I would say 40 miles to cover. And that means this border is about 120 miles long. And that would be the second longest border, or the longest border. If you don't count the Dead Sea, Jordan has a border about the same length. But Jordan so far has an army that maintains their side of the border, and there isn't much activity, if any. Now, the Sinai was the same thing for the longest time when Egypt guarded the border. Now let me explain how porous this border really is. Now, I served there. All I recall was it was very cold. We would do six-hour shifts, six sleeping and six in the APCs. And it was a miserable experience how cold that desert gets in the winter. But especially for the guy who had the big gun and had to sit in the chair and get wind in his face when we went up and down the road. It was not a good armed duty, but there was no fence. There were two roads, our side and their side. In between, there were guard towers, and I served in the guard towers as well. And you would climb up these towers, and you would look across the road, and there would be Egypt. I mean, and I'm not kidding you, you could almost spit into their guard tower. I mean, you could wave at the Egyptian sitting in his guard tower, and he would see you. And that's how close this border is. Now, on the Egyptian side, the Israeli side was bad, but the Egyptian side was worse. Now, we knew this because every APC had a Bedouin tracker. The Arabs had an uncanny sense of what went down in sand. So the APC would go along a sand road. Anyone who went across the border would be seen. Their footprints would be seen. And these Bedouins would spot the footprints. And then the all-points bulletin would go out, and we would capture them. I would assume they had, in some cases, a three-mile head start if they crossed the border just as the APC passed. But that's, you know, it's a big desert. And we would catch them, and most of them were smugglers. And a lot got through, by the way. And this border doesn't have a wall or a fence. It's got two roads. Now, to let you know how close the roads were, the Bedouin would scream across this itty-bitty little gully between the two roads, and the Egyptians would scream back in Arabic. I recall once I asked the tracker what the Egyptian soldier said to him, and he said something very bad about Israel you don't want to know, but they never shot at us. Now, again, the Bedouin, I asked about the Egyptians. I want to know who was on the other side there, if they did what we did, and he said no. He said, they don't have APCs. They're not worried about Israelis crossing into Egypt. That's not a worry. We're the ones that are worried. And these soldiers, to them, it's just death duty. It's a god-awful span of boring time when they take these drafted soldiers and they give them a sack of hummus and some jerry cans of water, and they're there for a month. That's it. They've got a few officers making sure the grunts go walking. No APCs. They walk the road, and they're very, very disgruntled and very unhappy and very easily bribed. Now, you've got look, the estimates, are that several hundred Hamas terrorists are somewhere in the Sinai. And these people, by the way, cause damage.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Tell our listeners how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your books, how they can get your website.
Well, the DVDs, I'm going to leave a phone number. There's a new one with 124 radio shows from the year 2007. That's like 4 or 5 days of listening in your car or your DVD player or your computer. And not only your show, but also there's lots of Don Wiedemann, who's a very sympathetic interviewer of mine, and I like him a lot. And there are actually very funny interviewers who really don't know what I'm talking about, and their questions are quite inane. And you get a whole spectrum of them, and just phone me. Take out my number, it's 904-501-7605. If you missed that, that's 904-501-7605. You order it, I always send a present along, a goodwill gesture, and it'll be about $20. You'll get a free book with it. And then the books themselves, most of my books are on lulu.com. So you go www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search. My name is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. The website is thebarrychamishwebsite.com. But nowadays, BarryChalmers.com will get you there. And now we're getting back to the Sinai, where an immensely porous border has been opened. And there's a lot of reason to worry about this. The first reason is that the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood have conducted tremendous terror campaigns in the Sinai. There have been two, not just bombs, I mean campaigns, where many people have died. Now, in the southern Sinai, there are only a few places. There's Taba, which is should be Israeli territory, but it's not. It's 10 miles from Eilat. It was bombed, and the Taba Hilton was bombed. I guess it was, 2 years ago at Passover time when Israelis are all over the Sinai. Then you have Nueva, which is a giant sand spit turned into a resort town by Israel and continued under Egypt. It was the whole downtown was shredded with bombs 2 years ago. And then you have Dizahab, which was called Dahab under Israel, and its whole tourist section really was blown up. I think there were 3-4 bombs. You had dozens dead. The Sinai is incredibly porous from the Egyptian side. And now that you have Hamas meeting their counterparts somewhere in the Sinai Peninsula, this long, long road with no fence is just open for the taking. And the Israelis are going crazy. They've blocked two of the seven roads. Two out of the 3 7 roads in the country are now blocked. They closed nature reserves and parks because they got no control over this road. There's nothing in place. People have reported back to me that there's been no increased army presence, and you have the potential now of terror attacks throughout southern Israel. Towns that were immune, almost immune, like Be'er Sheva, like Eilat, Dimona, they're now wide open to terror attacks. And by the way, if Hamas hasn't done it yet, you could also consider that they're waiting for the order to do it in an orderly and very devastating fashion, as they did in the Egyptian south twice already. So you've got something brand new in Israel. You've got a long 125-mile, almost unguarded, new border. And look, you've got the northern border with Lebanon. It's about 25 miles. And it's hard enough to guard that, but especially against missiles. But if Hamas brings their missiles, they can hit Eilat tomorrow. Israel's leading southern Red Sea resort can be under Qassam attacks tomorrow. And it's the Israelis know this. They've got a new front in their war, and Hamas has had an enormous victory. No matter if Iran was behind it, which is a real possibility, that Egypt and Iran are working together to make sure that Hamas gets heavy equipment and new positions to attack Israel from, well, Israel is going to pay a mighty big price for this. And by the way, I think that's probably what happens. It's Egypt's way of supporting, of fighting a war without getting their hands dirty. I think that's probably what happened this week.
Well, of course, what the American people really don't understand is that we have been giving about $3 billion a year to Egypt, building them up in preparation for the coming war. And until people understand this pattern, and whether it was preparing Germany for the Second World War by American corporations building their military equipment not only before but during the Second World War, or certainly today we're providing money for the Pakistanis so they can provide money to the Taliban so they can kill our troops, or we did it during Vietnam providing money to the Russians who funded the North Vietnamese who were killing our boys in South Vietnam, or, you know, funding Egypt in preparation for the coming war with Israel. I mean, it's, people ought to begin to see the pattern. They just don't see it. It's almost as if they're spiritually blinded.
Well, Israel itself is allowing all of this to happen through corrupt, incredibly corrupt leadership, dirty leadership, godless leadership, everything you can think of to defame and degrade and demean your leadership is all true. Every word is true. And it's a major problem. The Israeli people are law-abiding. As a rule, it's a very safe country to live in, but their leadership are hitmen. They're the mafia. Now, I'm going to talk about something very big that happened this week, in that Olmert's coalition suffered a major blow when Israel Beiteinu was the name of the party, when Avigdor Lieberman took his party out of the coalition. That leaves only one party left to leave, and that is Shas, and Shas will never leave, which I think next week I'll get into at greater depth. I don't want to confuse your listeners. These are a lot of strange new names, but let's just say that Shas is totally blackmailed by Peres and Labor, and it's not going to leave no matter what. But...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Barry Shamish for the last session here this morning. So pick the story up, Barry.
Well, this week, there were dramatic political events this week, but in practice, not really. Lieberman took his party out of the coalition. This is the second biggest party in Israel, by the way. It's got more seats. I believe it has a dozen seats. it's bigger than the Likud. It's a major party in the coalition, the second biggest. And out it went. And then as soon as it went out, Lieberman, Avigdor Lieberman's daughter, was interrogated by the police. Haaretz magazine does a story, which I did in my book. I actually reread it for the first time in quite a while, Shabbat Tzvi Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. I cover this, from the very beginning, and I had very good sources on this. And by the way, Sharon's son Omri went to jail for 7 months, all in the same week. Now, here is the story. There was a casino built in Jericho as part of the peace process, and it was run by someone in Vienna, Austria, but by the name of Martin Schlaff. Now, I covered the story from the point of view that someone named Yossi Gidasar, which you have to go to the archives of this radio show or buy my books to understand the Gidasar scandal. It led directly to the murder of the Utah congressman, Wayne Owens. And, of course, Yossi Gidasar, when this scandal broke, was dead of cancer within 3 months, and that he didn't have it before the scandal. They know how to kill him in Israel if you're too much trouble. Now, I was at, it's called a Brit Milah. It's a party when you're kind of circumcised. And, 300 guests were there. But one table was the special table for the influential people. And I was sitting with Moshe Feiglin. Let's just say another show will talk about his failed and phony protest movement. But he's a folk hero to the Israeli right. I sat with a member of Knesset, Michal Kleiner, an old friend of mine, and with Professor Hillel Weiss, a very good person, one of the best. And I start telling them about this casino, and I start telling them about Gidasar and Peres' connection to the casino. And then I'd start telling them that they murdered Wayne Owens. They murdered a Utah congressman in Tel Aviv, the same gang that killed Rabin. And while the cowards, Feiglin said, Israel can't take another murder. And Michal Kleiner said the country isn't ready for this story. But Hillel Weiss says to me, you don't understand why these people aren't talking. Sharon is right in the middle of this scandal. And this was before the Gaza pullout, all right? This was before anyone dreamed what Sharon was capable of. And he says to me, Sharon's aide, his chief aide, Dov Weisglass, he has got his finger in this casino every which way, he says to me. And then he says, and Sharon's son, Omri, flew to Vienna and met with Martin Schlaff. Now, let me tell you that this casino was a money laundering operation. And the figures that I was told of money laundering every year was about $130 million. Now, if you had a little piece of the pie, even a little itty-bitty piece of the pie, where every year you got sent to your overseas bank account, even $100,000 out of $130 million, you did very well by it. Apparently, the figures were much higher, and we'll get to that. But piece by piece, one of the people who were meeting Martin Schlaff in Vienna was Avigdor Lieberman. Now, I produce, and I wrote this, that Lieberman met Schlaff and that he must have a finger in the casino. Why else would he meet Schlaff in Vienna? And Well, that's what Haaretz this week finally disclosed, that Lieberman had his dirty little paws in this dirty little casino, and it only came out after he left the government, and they arrested his daughter, who also apparently is under suspicion of being paid off by Martin Schlaff. Now, keep in mind that Lieberman says that he met Schlaff before the casino was built. I mean, that's his claim, that, but still, why would you meet the president of Casinos International, who is bribing the Israeli government and opposition, if you didn't get something out of it? So Lieberman is now, well, he is now being investigated, and his daughter is going through grueling interrogation, and that's what happens in Israel. If you screw the ruling establishment, they immediately stomp down on you. Now, how much time do we have to complete this story or not?
Well, you've got about a minute, so go ahead as best you can.
Then we won't complete the story. There's a moral in all this. Do not go against the opposition, or you're going to go to jail. Okay? Or they'll kill you, but in this case, with Lieberman and his daughter, the whole media and government stomped on them the minute he left.
It's just is amazing. You know, we have a congressman here, a black congressman, I think his name is Jefferson, has $90,000 hidden in his freezer. He's still in Congress. Duke Cunningham, opposed some of the things going on. Congressman Cunningham is in prison. Hey, thanks so much, Barry. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
See you tonight. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Barry Shamus, but his message is basically this. The government of Israel is totally corrupt. But then why should we point a finger at Israel? Look at our own government, where we're granting all these non-competitive contracts to places like Halliburton, Dick Cheney's company that paid him deferred income for a number of years after he was the vice president. What does deferred income mean? It sounds to me like a bribe. Halliburton recently got a, a contract for $385 million a year. $385 million a year, not to build concentration camps, just to stand by and be ready to build concentration camps. Wouldn't you like to get a nice contract like that? And of course, Halliburton, I think, made about $7 billion this year, most of it from non-competitive government contracts. Well, anyway, we have corruption. Corruption has become a way of life because our country has turned against God and our leaders have turned against God. And they may talk about God, but the question is, what God are they really worshiping? Well, we do hope that many of you, of course, will want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, because it will explain to you the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years by the secret societies. Certainly you'll want to get our four tape set on the secret, behind the secret, or the DVD. This goes into Rhonda Burns and the message she's gotten out to millions of Americans. She sold close to 5 million copies of her book and the DVD together. 5 million Americans potentially recruited into the movement that she is leading. A very dangerous movement, let me assure you. Then if you have not yet seen the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, or the sequel, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and these are very professionally done. You need to get them. You need to get Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2 put out by a friend, Chris Pinto, which gives you the biblical history of what's going on today and how this all ties in together. And then, of course, we have a wonderful DVD that Chris Pinto did, a talk he gave for our own meeting about a year and a half ago, the Radio Liberty Yearly Conference. It's called The Atlantis Connection. And, of course, it goes into the fact that the plan has always been to use the United States as the new Atlantis to lead the world into the new world order and the new world religion. And that's really why we're fighting over in Iraq and Iran. That is a diversion, but partly so we can keep our troops permanently stationed there as America dominates the world and forces all countries to go into the new world order. And if you have a leader that doesn't want to, they just have him killed. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book we carry, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and these are the last copies because it's going out of print, and we have a fairly good supply, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. John Perkins, who worked under the auspices of the National Security Administration, the top secret organization, Perkins risked his life to get this story out. We have a four-tape set with him, Economic Hitman, and we know it's true because the State Department, and you can go up on the Internet and type in State Department disinformation. You go to the website. They got a whole website, and a large part of it is dedicated to defaming John Perkins, saying, how could he possibly be telling the truth? How could he possibly work for the NSA? Why, of course, America would never do the things that he's saying. And I would like to suggest my country wouldn't, but the country that's controlled by the dark side would. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship, sir.